breaks my heart. It just breaks my heart. And this is Alzheimer's week, and it's a wake-up call, because it's not sexy. You see, Alzheimer's is hidden away amidst waffle and rhetoric. And it's the poor relation in healthcare. And, it, you know, best we wake up and smell the roses, because there's a lot of it out there. I guarantee that there are a number of people who are listening to this interview this morning that will they will all know somebody who's affected by this illness. And this, my husband has early onset, which is the definition up to 65.
And I mentioned... Sorry, Murdoch, I just mentioned in the introduction that this is costing you over £800 a week. How are you managing to pay for the care?
Well, some of the care, in fairness, some of the care is actually funded through direct payments, which was help that was set up by Derbyshire to enable me to go to work. So at this moment in time, I had been using some of that. And the rest is I just have to earn. It's just out of our bank account. I don't have a particularly healthy bank account, I have to tell you, at the moment.
So how much would you say that you've had to pay so far?
Thousands, absolutely thousands. I don't know, because I'm afraid to find out. I really did believe that Phil would be funded. I was naive enough to think on this occasion, which is not generally my character, to believe that Phil's care would be funded, and it wasn't. And so I was hugely disappointed, because if it were funded, then I would at least get some of that money recuperated, and then I could pay back what I owe and all that kind of thing. But it is as it is. And I mean, I have now made a decision that Phil is going to stay there. And that actually means that, you know, he moves. He is in a private funded bed at the moment, which, you know, was because he went in there originally for 2 weeks. So the NHS have a contract. So he have a contract with Maple Leaf. So he will move to an NHS, if you like, funded bed. And that will be not a great deal cheaper, I don't think. But I mean, at least they've got a deal because of the complexity of the financial...
Just finally, what happens when the money runs out, Mona?
I don't know, Phil. I haven't thought that far ahead. The money has run out. What am I talking about? There is. I have no money. This is the thing. There's no assessment. If you have £23,000 in savings, you wouldn't even qualify for an assessment. Now, the fact that, you know, that I didn't even have £23,000 in savings, so I had the assessment, and the team who did the assessment were a group of professionals who actually assessed Phil as being assessed Phil on the basis that he should be awarded ongoing continuing health care. The decision was completely overturned when it went to the panel for the final sign off. So this is the bit that what happened in the middle is what I don't really understand. So I have appealed the decision. So I mean, you never know. Sometimes you can win on appeal. Who knows?